Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't go back. I can't go back. Hallelujah. Just thank you, God, this morning. Come on, church. Let's enter in this morning. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just thank God for keeping you. Thank God for remembering us on today. Amen. Thank God for remembering your children, your grandchildren, your family members and loved ones. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Come on, church. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to be grateful for this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Thank you, God, for another day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank you, God, for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, God, and I'm going to shout number higher. You didn't have to do it for the God, but you did, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Come on now. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you're dealing with, or what I'm dealing with before you come on the line today, just thank God that He kept you, amen, that He's with you, that He never leave you nor forsake you, amen. But you gotta believe it for yourself. Know that God has left you even right now through your trials, your tribulations, your faith, and your pain. You've discovered that God is still there. He is waiting on you to call up on His name and believe Him. Hallelujah. For the miracle today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God, for you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. We give it to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I love it. Lord, we lift you up on high, oh God, for you are the Most High God. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Help your right Holy Spirit of the living God right now. In this soul, fresh every heart and mind of your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us all today, oh God, to seek you first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Lord, that all that we need, oh God, comes from you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We bless your name, hallelujah. We look to you, Father God, for our help. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that the help comes from the Lord our God? You're going to hallelujah. So the Bible says, look, 2 years and now that your help coming from the Lord our God. How many of you know that your strength is in the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that God is able to get your people to turn away from God. He's able to make a way where it seems to be no way. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we have hallelujah, but it's faithful to touch you right now and stretch you out of that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, you know that we serve a God that can heal. Hallelujah, there, come on, let's stop the seas. Hallelujah, no, 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 that God can heal you from. My Lord, my God, how many know that God is able, not just to do one thing, but He's able to do all things to heal. We thank you, Father God, that you're with us. Hallelujah. That you're for us. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God. Lord, we come asking for your help on today, oh God, for us and those in our family, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God. Hallelujah. Casting all our cares and fears and burdens down at your feet, oh God. We come that we may pick up your peace. Hallelujah. And walk in and live in all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. When people look at us, like we're going to understand how we have so much peace. Hallelujah, we're understanding and know today our peace coming from the Lord. For the world cannot take it away, it's nothing that man can do. Hallelujah, to take away the peace that God has given us. Lord, we thank you for your peace and quiet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you bless your wicked up the land, that we your children may live in peace all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord God. We come to give you thanks this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for new verses and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for self. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For food to eat. Hallelujah. We thank you for redemption. We thank you on the beat of our heart. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you gave us lives and hope, Lord God. That we are going to lift us up tomorrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. And Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, oh God, thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us all for all our sin, all our iniquities, all our transgressions, sins of commission, and any other sins, oh God, sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, dull, egoism, envy, false bitterness, false authority, rough fears, all attempts to slay, and hallelujah, healing of all sins, the gossip, greed, guilt, hardiness, hallelujah, Oh, glory to your name, God. Holy Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful because that your word is true and it's established in heaven. According to Matthew 24:25, that your mercy endures forever. According to Psalm 118 and 1, hallelujah, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, hallelujah, for your angels and for your protection. According to Psalm 91, hallelujah, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your salvation. We thank you, hallelujah, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. According to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household are saved according to 16 and 31, for your righteousness that is imparted into us, according to 1 Corinthians 5 and 21, we thank you, O God, that we are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, amen, hallelujah, the inward witness, the kingdom of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily with your word, hallelujah, according to John 17 and 17, thank you for your peace, amen, which surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7, hallelujah, we are thankful for the God, and we thank you, O God, for your word every day, amen. For every problem that we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge to become one solid rock. There's an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that we know that, hallelujah, the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, amen, wanting nothing. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. That we can ask you for whatever we call you, but we can ask you whatever it is that we're not needing, oh God. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition that we ask for, amen. We thank you for your provision as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, oh God, for prosperity. We thank you, oh God, for healing past, present, and future, amen. As you are Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord who heals. We thank you, oh God, for the divine help right now. We thank you for physical and spiritual healing, cheating, feeling, stirring, and tasting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all the wonderful things that you created for, yet we take for granted. We thank you, Lord God, for the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We can't take your love again, so we thank you. We give it all over to you right now, God. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us, and we thank you that you have renewed the right spirit within us. You have made all things pass away and all things are new. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalm 51, 10 through 13. Your joy is our strength according to Nehemiah 8 and 10, and we thank you, Lord God. As we come today, Father God, we crucify our flesh. According to Romans 8 and 13, as we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. According to Romans 6 and 2, don't talk to us about condemnation, for there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8 and 1, we walk, hallelujah, after the Spirit, not after the flesh. According to Romans 8 and 2, we have been directed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3 and 13. We are blessed when you come in, and we're blessed when we go out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Our fruit, seed, land, and storehouse. Hallelujah. Blessed, amen. Everything we touch is blessed. And it's possible according to Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 6. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all these blessings shall come upon us. Amen. And overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give up on us. That you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we operated it right there according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, that you've given us your arm. We put on us right there before all of God. And we decree to come before all of God, pulling us from the bottom of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take right there the shield of faith and we quench every fire and torch of the enemy. Let me be consumed with the whole fire, God. Amen. One for the devil, be burnt up and burnt away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose, hallelujah, and those of our family, anything that's attached itself to us from the kingdom of Satan, we cut ourselves loose right now. All strongholds, strongmen, strongfire, remember that Satan, we cut ourselves loose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we declare the curse that we are free, amen, and we are free indeed. In the mighty name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we're just going to say thank you for this deliverance today. Oh, Lord, we bless the name of God. Have your way. And Lord, we pray for the children of this world. Hallelujah. We pray your hand and protection around the children. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, keep them. Help them, Lord God. It's our prayer that not one child go hungry, homeless, or without. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We pray for our elders this morning, oh God, that you will bless them and keep them, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, understand the ones that you ordained, oh God, to care for them in their old age. We pray, oh God, for their protection, amen. We pray for their healing, their deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let peace overtake them right now. Let their lives be reigned with peace and not terror, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, comfort them right now. God of our hope, God of our comfort, comfort your children right now, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We come against the spirit of loneliness. We command you to feast your hopes and diet the Father and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We command every hindrance here right now to cease your work and diet the Holy come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, suicide. We command you to cease your words and die at the Lord and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction, death, premature death right now. And we command you to cease your words and die at the Lord and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we believe. We trust in you, Father God. Lord, if you are more mighty, oh God, move swiftly in the life of your children. Remove every delay, oh God, every blockage, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, strengthen us, oh God, as the seed of the Lebanon, Father God. Let us receive a blessing from you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, send us to overflowing, oh God, with your blessings and favor. Let us be blessed by the overflow, amen. We thank you for the overflow of blessings on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is our prayer that all receive continued blessing and favor and protection that comes from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come asking the receive, hallelujah, by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in his finished work, divine positioning, divine order, spiritual alignment for our lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, those of us, oh God, hallelujah, that have a business, Lord, we ask that you bless the business, cause it to prosper, oh God, for your word, that you give the increase. So Lord, we pray for the increase right now, business, amen, success in the name of Jesus Christ for our businesses, our ministries, amen, our marriages, all that you have given us, oh God, we declare the Christ to be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is you, Father God, that's given us the power and authority, oh God, to decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless the name, Father God. As we enter in this service this morning, we give it all over to you, Father God. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Lead us and guide us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make every crooked path straight before us, oh God. As we go forth, oh God, in your word, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that we are saved, that we are redeemed. Hallelujah. That we are set free. And we thank you. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you love us first. For your word said that you loved us so much. That you sent your only begotten Son to save us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we bless your name as we go out today. And those that are traveling right now, and those of us that will be traveling today on the road, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings and our glory are coming on today, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no promos, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and all around about it, every street, every highway, road, every airway, seaway, building, place, or home we may travel on today or enter into. And all our feet may tread, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We declare and declare right now, God, faith, all is well with us and all that's in our home. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that all that is here in service, all that are in service on today, that you are blessed them with a heavenly blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, as we give it all over to you, Father God, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory and walking riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I can't stop thanking God this morning. Welcome, 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 church. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's here in service this morning. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We just want to just show y'all how much we appreciate y'all being right here with us. We're so grateful that you invited us into your homes. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad because our God is so good,
yes,
and he is so worthy to be praised.
Thank you.
We just want to welcome, welcome, welcome every single body here to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry, and I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I am Apostle Tony Manning. Welcome.
And we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like for you to press 1. We would like to, you press 1, we're going to open up your lines. We'd like to personally welcome you, pray with you, and pray for you. If you have any prayer petitions, this is the time to bring it all over to Jesus. Amen, amen. So we want to welcome every single family member and friends here with us in Texas. Y'all are so beautiful in spirit. Y'all just are such a beautiful family. We just want to say welcome y'all here to Sunday service. Every single one of our family members and friends here in our neighboring state, Louisiana, we love y'all so much. We thank y'all for coming to Sunday service this morning. We thank you for being so diligent. We thank you for helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, friends and family members there on the East Coast in New York, my Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all those surrounding areas up there, Brooklyn and Jersey, we want to welcome y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. All of our brothers and sisters there in Chicago,
yes,
Illinois,
yes,
our own, a very own minister learned, he and his family and friends, we just want to say welcome, 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 welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning.
Jesus.
We are so grateful to be right here in this place. It's just good, hallelujah, to experience the Lord together, y'all.
Amen.
I'm just saying, you know, this is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. And God has given it to us. So welcome, 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 every single one.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection that's going to be brought to us by our Uncle Joel. And then after we have a song selection, we're going to have Holy Communion. Every single Sunday morning, we take Holy Communion, remembering what Jesus Christ has already done. See, this is that opportunity when you take Holy Communion, you're standing on what God has done already. You're maintaining your stance that you are the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his finished work. So we're going to bring Uncle Joel in. You know, he's been right here in ministry with us, you know, just helping us all the way along the way. You're singing beautiful songs, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful songs. We're going to bring you on right now, Uncle Joel Washington.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today. May God bless everybody, everybody over the land. Bless them and forever keep them. I'm going to be on the highway next Sunday this time, you know, and we pray for y'all, for my safety, me and my wife. I know we're going to take the Lord with us, so I will be going down south for at least 3 weeks. I pray for my family and every family all over the nation. It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat, and Lord, I'm glad about it. You know what? He gave me 2 eyes to see it, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me 2 eyes to see it, and Lord, I'm glad about it. He gave me 2 legs to walk with, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me 2 legs to walk with, and Lord, I'm glad about it. Whoa, I remember it was a long time ago. It was early one Friday, the Lord came to me. He put running in my feet, and he put clapping in my hand. And ever since that day, all I could do was just call on his name. I said, Lord, oh, Lord, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey. That's why I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm glad about it. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. We love you so much. We thank God for you. We pray traveling grace for you and your wife as you all get on the road. We can't wait to meet up with you. Know that God is with you. Bring you here and take you back. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we love you so much. Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to take our communion. So if you have your elements for communion, let's go ahead. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Amen. For this opportunity. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, 26 verses 26 to 30, the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it in new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Let us pray.
Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Hallelujah. So we say, by faith, by your stripes, that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we now take this piece of bread, hallelujah, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes away all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you. We love and thanksgiving. Everybody do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We'll have one song selection here. So stay right with us. We have one song selection. And then we'll be back with the preached word. So prepare yourself, you know, to receive this message that comes from God, from our very own Minister Lern Green. Amen. So stay right there with us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We got the word. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have come to the message part of our service, and we thank God for the for his messenger on today. We're on Minister Lauren Green from Illinois. Amen. We're talking about a man that is selfless, a man of integrity. Amen. A man filled with the Holy Spirit, a prayer warrior. Amen. He has a heart for God. He's always seeking God. He devotes himself to God. He never gives up. He gives no compelling. He gives without complaining. I'm talking about a man that is always ready and position himself to receive what God has for him to receive. So it is my pleasure and honor to present to you all today here on here with us the Gospel Public Ministries minister. Amen. Lauren Green. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank our pastors, Tabernika Manor and Dorsey Manning, for allowing me this opportunity. Amen. And we pray that this message will bless all of us today. We're going into the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. Can everyone hear me?
Amen.
Yes, okay. The book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. And we like to use for a subject, let God do it.
Amen.
Let God do it. Real simple, real simple. Let God do it. The name of the author is not given. It is believed to be written by Paul. It says that probably before the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in AD 7, before that. God is a master at taking nothing and making something out of it. Amen.
Yeah.
In the beginning, God spoke and said, let there be, and it was. He said, let there be light in Genesis, and there was light. God is a master of taking nothing and making something out of it for his glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Genesis 2:7, God formed man of the dust of the ground, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Amen. God called the universe into existence out of nothing. He declared that it was to be, and it was. Our faith is in the God who created the entire universe. Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
By his word. God's word has awesome power. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we find the great heroes of faith. God did something unique and special in their lives. The key is that they had to believe God for it. It is a faith step. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriter says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. It's a faith walk. Amen. God gave us part of the picture. Amen. We have to trust him for the rest. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, let me know if I'm going too fast. 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. As we walk with God, he reveals his plan. God also has a permissive will. Amen. Be careful of what you ask for. Remember how Israel wanted a king. They wanted a king like other nations. They had God. God himself. Amen. And they wanted a king. Amen. And God gave it to them. Amen. He let them know that they were going to, their sons and daughters were going to be put into war, and they was going to make them build their cities. And God warned them what was going to happen, but they still wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let go and let God. Let God do it. Amen. And sometimes it's so hard for us to let go. We want to be in control. Amen. But we have to let God be the one that leads us daily. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have to seek him daily. Seek his will. Amen. Invite him into your day. Amen. That's what you have to do. You say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And invite God in your day and have a prayer time with God. Have a study time with God every day. Amen. Because that will allow you to get closer to him, and then you can have more of the blessings that he has for you. Amen. Let God do it.
Amen.
We're trying to do it. Amen. We're trying to fix it. Let God fix it. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The key is to start with a childlike faith. When you have a child that's young, I would say in the ages of 3 or 4, maybe even younger than that, whatever their parents tell them, they believe it. And we got to have the type of faith that we just take God at his word. Say, Lord, I believe your word. I don't believe this situation. I don't look at the situations, the circumstances of how dark it can get sometimes. But we got to believe God's word. We have to take his word, believe him at his word. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Believe you, Father.
As you build your relationship with God through the Holy Spirit and his word, your faith will grow. How much do you love God? As much as you love his word. How much do you know about God? As much as you know his word. How much do you obey God? As much as you obey his word. One of the things that will help us is get another Christian, amen, another believer in Christ, and have them touch and agree with you. Amen. He said, well, 2 or 3, touch and agree with you. He will be in the midst. Amen. God will be in the midst. Amen. I'm not going to be long today. But one of the things I just want to share with you on today is that we got to stop doing it. Amen. We have to really, really seek God in our situations, in our business affairs, our home life, on the job, whatever situation that we're faced with. We're constantly making decisions daily. We're constantly making choices daily. And we have to seek God. Amen. Because when we seek God, he gives us the wisdom. The wisdom to win. Amen. Let God do it. If God is molding you and shaping you, let God do it. If God is cleaning you up, let God do it. If God is working his will in your life, let God do it. If God is allowing you to be tested, let God do it. If God is teaching you patience, let God do it. If God is allowing you to reap blessings, let God do it. If God is teaching you forgiveness, it may be hard, but let God do it. Amen.
Amen.
We see here in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 4th verse, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaking. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let God do it. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, move with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house. Don't you know that when you're in Christ, you're in the ark of safety? By faith, Abraham, when he was called up unto a place which he had received of an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age. Amen. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that Isaac shall thy seed be called. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed the son of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave them commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land. What am I trying to say to you today? Is you would just have a little faith. I decree and I declare that God will bring you out. If you just have a little faith this morning, God will heal your body. If you just have a little faith, your relationship with God can be as close as you would like it to be. If you would just have a little faith, God will make a way. I heard him say that God will make a way out of no way. I'm happy on this morning because I got Jesus. And they said that when you got Jesus, you got enough. Just have faith. I want to encourage you on this morning. Just have a little faith. The Bible says that if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain would move. Whatever mountains that are in your life, just speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. Whatever situation that you are faced with, say to that situation, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Go behind the situation and just look at it through the eyes of faith. Picture what God is saying. Speak what God is saying. Do what God is saying. Live what God is saying. If you just have a little faith, God will work it out. Amen. Amen. I'm just about through. The world was in a sad condition. Jesus said, give me a body, and I'll go down and redeem man. Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. Tell me that when he came, he was born in a stable because they had no room for him in the inn. Do you have room for Jesus on today? Do you have room in your heart for Jesus on today? Jesus was born in a stable. Somebody said, well, why was he born in the stable? So that he would let people know that I didn't just come for the rich, but I came for the humble. Amen. Jesus. Do you believe that Jesus came today? Do you have just a little faith? Let God do it. Whatever it is you're trying to work out, let God do it. Jesus was the ultimate gift. Amen. Jesus came here and he tabernacled here for 33 long years. And they tell me that when his works were finished down here, they came and grabbed him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus told the disciples before they grabbed him, he said, can you watch with me for 1 hour? And they tell me that the disciples went to sleep on. Don't go to sleep on Jesus. Keep trusting in Jesus. And they tell me that when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, Peter grabbed his sword and cut off the soldier's ear. Jesus reached down and picked up his ear and put it back on the soldier's ear. Told him that Jesus, this is not my kingdom, it's not of this world. Amen. And they tell me that they took Jesus and marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And then when they finally got to Pilate, Pilate said that I find no fault in it. Amen. Jesus. And then when they took him before the crowd, they said, should I release Jesus or Barabbas? They said, crucify Jesus and give us Barabbas. And they tell me that they whipped him all night long. And they tell me that they wrapped him in a purple linen. And then they put a crown, a thorn on his head and mocked him, spit on him, beat him for our cause. And they tell me that Jesus, then they put a cross on his back. And Jesus carried the cross. And Jesus fell down on his knees. Somebody pinned the point that Simon Cyrene helped Jesus get back up. And the songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Then they tell me that they hung him high and stretched him wide, so high you can't go over him, so wide you can't go around him. Jesus was on that cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. And they tell me that Jesus was on the cross. And then Jesus said that it is finished. Dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder and said, it is finished. Your healing was finished. Your deliverance was finished. Your breakthrough was finished. He finished it on the cross. Let God do it. And they tell me that Jesus, they took him down from the cross and laid him in the grave. They called it a ball tomb because he wasn't going to need it long. And on the third day, he got up out of the grave with all power in his hand. Somebody said, what has gotten into Reverend Green on this morning? I tell you that I had a conversation on this week with Jesus, and Jesus touched me again. Sometimes you got to say, Jesus, do it again. God brought you out in the past. Just say, Lord, do it again. I'm done.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless God on today. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth. Let God do it. God bless you. Minister Lauren, may all that you have poured out here, every virtue that left your body, may God restore to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray, God, do it again for your son. Oh, Lord, move mighty in him, on him, for him, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way, because Jesus said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're so grateful, hallelujah, for the word that went forth on today. Amen. We bless you. We bless you. With godly love, we bless you. Amen. At this time, you all, we're going to do just a little bit different as we get ready to open the doors of the church because we have a bit of time to do so. We thank God for the time that he has given us, that we're going to take this time. If there's anyone that has a testimony, how God has done it for you. Amen. If you have a testimony right now, hallelujah, we want to hear from you this morning. Amen. So if you're pressed for one, amen, we want to hear you testify the goodness of the Lord for your life. Amen. So if you have a testimony this morning, please press one. Please press one. There's somebody need to hear. There's somebody on the line that needs to hear because they're in the same situation on today. They're needing to hear how God brought you out. Amen. That they may be encouraged. So hold on a little longer, trusting God all the way. So if you have a testimony, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. All right, I'll testify this morning. Amen, how about that? Amen. I testify the goodness of the Lord because God has kept me. So many things have been happening that has went on the end of last year and this year, and my mother, and I thank God for how God has kept my mother, and I testify the goodness of the Lord that which should have taken my mother out, God kept her. She had been dealing with the same thing over and over, and she was going to the doctor, going back and forth to the doctor with the same symptoms, and they still didn't know what was going on with her. They would tell her it was one thing and they didn't see anything, but she began to feel bad one night. And while she was going through, I was thinking about it. I had on my mind, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm thinking about my mom, and he's giving me all these things. And so she messaged me, are you up? And I was like, I'm sure up. And so we talked, and they found that she had blood clots on her lungs. But we thank God, I testify the goodness of the Lord, because he kept her, amen. Something that could have taken her out right then in the home, God kept her, hallelujah. So I thank God for the life, hope, and strength of my mother, and I declare and declare that she is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I testify the goodness of the Lord this morning because he kept my mother. Because he didn't have to, but he did. And so I thank God for keeping her, and they were able to find out what was going on with her, and I continued to send her home with the same ache, the same pain, the same thing that was going on. But God did it. God kept her. Amen. So I thank God for my mother on today. Amen. I just testify the life of my mother, that God is doing a see in her and for her. And I thank you, Father God, for it on today. And I declare and declare there's more to come. Amen. More to come. Amen. That God is doing it. God is turning it all around for her good. And you're good. Everyone is on the line today. If you are dealing with anything, I declare and declare right now victory over your situation, victory over your health. A lot of us are dealing with some things right now in our health. Amen. Whether we acknowledge it or let anyone know about it, but God knows all about it. And yes, he's already working it out for you. Good. And I just want to say your testimony of God has healed you, that we will hear from you. Amen. Not anyone else, but we will hear from you how God did it for you. Amen. We are actually a living, walking, breathing testimony today because God has kept us. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. There's been so many times on the road. I just thank God for keeping my husband because he drives. You know, he's on the road day in and day out. Sometimes I get enough sleep, but I thank God for keeping him. Every time he pulls back up at home, I just thank God that he made it. I don't take it for granted that he is here with us. Amen. And even last year, all that he went through on last year, that could have taken him out. That could have, you know, made him to be disabled, but God kept him. And so I'm just so grateful. Amen. If you know, hallelujah, for yourself, that you are a living, walking, breathing testimony here today. Hallelujah. If any of y'all went in for surgery before, I've been in surgery before. I even woke up while they were doing the surgery. Amen. No, God kept me, and the peace of the Lord was in me and around and about me. Amen. Hallelujah. When the doctor made a mistake, I was in a situation where the doctors made a mistake that almost shook my life, but God kept me. Amen. When the doctor made a mistake when it concerned our child, our children, and God kept our children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God today. I want you to know, if you ain't got nothing you think to testify about, you got a whole lot to testify because you are here today because God made it possible to be here. There were many that counted this day, amen, but did not see this day. There were many that counted this year but did not see this year. There were many that made a New Year's resolution about 2020 but didn't make it through the first day of the year. We have a lot to testify on today, oh God, because God did it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't over, I tell you today. It ain't over until God says it's over. Don't give up.
Amen.
I don't care what the doctor says. I'm honest about it. I don't care what the doctor says. What God says is what I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Yeah.
There's so much the doctor can't say. It's so much that they will say. But I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. If God said I'm here, I'm here. If God said I'm delivered, I'm delivered. If God said it's finished, it is finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have so much to be thankful for this day. Amen. But this is the day. We don't just say it just to be saying it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We live in this day. Amen. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Amen. We all rejoice in it right now because God did it for us. I don't take nothing for granted. And as the older we get, hallelujah, as the older I should say I get, amen, I don't view life the same way I did when I was in my 20s and in my 20s. I don't view life the same way. The things that I used to want, I don't want the same things I used to want. I realize it's about what I need and not what I want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you would just testify on today, amen, how God has kept you, amen, hallelujah. Well, if the doctor would told you, if you would have waited a little while longer and not come in, you wouldn't be there right now. Especially though it was God that did that, amen, it's God that moved you to go, amen. There's something you can say, there's something that just told me to go off. There's something that the Holy Spirit that speaks even to the unbeliever to fuck him, amen. Because I'm saying, when God calls, that God will call, God will draw us, hallelujah. When God draws us to you, amen, hallelujah. The unbeliever, amen, that promise that something told me, hallelujah. I want you to have something, that is the Holy Spirit, amen. That even moves the unbeliever, calls the Lord to the Lord. So save, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We got a lot to talk about today. If you can see your people on today and call your children, let the testimony of God has taught your children. If you didn't receive a phone call in the late night hours, wee hours of the morning, when all one of your parents called, you have a lot to testify on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come and say that God is able.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's willing, hallelujah, to do it for you. But will you give him praise today? Will you thank him? Will you thank him all today? God is able. I thank God for everyone that's here in service on today. I'm so grateful, I tell you. I'm so grateful to see you all here in service. I thank God. I really am. You know, we got to be more than just our talk. We can't just be a talker. Hallelujah. We can't just be a speaker. We got to be a doer. I'd rather be a doer than a talker. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, what you talking about? Show me what you're doing. But what you're talking about, I'd rather be the one that do the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up. I'm going to get on off of now. I'm going to get on over the pastor. God bless you. Amen. We're going over the door of the church and let's pass out something to say, rock this. Thank God. Thank you all. Thank you, Minister Warren. Thank you for allowing God to use you this day. Again, let God do it.
Hallelujah.
Let God do it.
Hallelujah.
Let God do it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go over this. I had an event last night to go to and do comedy, and it was a young lady I was sitting by. We began to guards with each other, and she said, you know, her whole life she trusted God for everything, but when it came down to her money, when it came to God kept telling her, leave that, go there, have something greater for you, and she would leave, and then she would still do her own thing. She just had a hard time trusting God to supply her needs. And God said, it's causing us every way that she was trying to go. She was, I left my job, God. I know you told me to, you know, come off that job and do this. She said, she went to go drive Uber. And she said, just went out of nowhere, a car hit me and totaled my car. She said, you know, she began to let God said, then I tell you to come aside. And she said, I tell you right now today, I have more money than I had when I was working 2 or 3 jobs. Let God do it. Will you let God do it for you? Some of us say, Lord, I trust you with what's happening, but I have a hard time trusting you with this. We have a hard time allowing the creative all because he has everything in his hands. Will you let God do it? Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray that every single one that was able to receive that word that was delivered today, we thank you, Apostle Talanika, for your testimony. We thank you so much, Minister Lauren Green, for allowing the Holy Spirit to you deliver that message today. Let God do it. If that ain't the right word, I don't know another word that's the right word for today. Let God do it. Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Amen. If this this message, if it have blessed your heart, if it have blessed your heart and the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you this morning, if you know that there are some places that you are in life, or there's something that you are dealing with right now in life, and you hear the word of God. And when I'm saying you hear the word of God, you hear God calling you, hallelujah, calling you to his presence. If it's your desire today to be baptized, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost, to receive Jesus Christ into your life today, will you press one? We're standing right here together. Minister Learn and Pastor Tawanika and I, we're standing right here together to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. You know, I don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. I don't even know if I'm going to even see an hour from now. But what I do know is right now, this opportunity right now, I'm speaking to myself and every single one of you that can hear my voice. I know right now is that right time. This might be your only chance. Hallelujah. Will you give your life all over to Jesus? You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. I'm telling you, this is the most important thing you can ever do in your life. The most important decision you can ever make in your life. See, we as ministers, hallelujah, we have to encourage you and give you that sense of urgency. Because, see, that sense of urgency, because it is right now. See, you're living right now in the land of living right now. But we don't know about the next minute, the next second. Give your life all over to Jesus. He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. So will you give it all over to Jesus? I tell you that I did it. And when I did it, I'm telling you there was some things that I did not understand. But I'm telling you, as I begin to grow in Christ, he began to show me things that I did not know. Hallelujah. Deliver me out of things. I didn't realize that I was in one place. But when I gave my life over to Christ, see, I may couldn't see it right then, but every little step that I take with God, I realize that after a while, I was not in the same place that I used to be. That's how good God is. God is that good. He'll move you out of what you're in and into what he's in. But then you got to come on over to Jesus. Come on over to the light. Amen. Amen. If you have anything that you want to bring to Christ, amen. Some of us you want to pray about, so you've already been saved. A lot of us are already saved, but we're still dealing with things in our life and that mind that we have set, that heart that we have set, you know, for ourselves. See, we are limiting God moving in our life. Now, he already on the inside. He's already speaking to you. But see, it's something that we're holding on to because we didn't got a bad report from the world. We ain't got a bad report. But as Papa Tawanika said, whose report shall you believe? Do we shall believe the report of the Lord. Now, if you have something that you're dealing with right now, either if you believe in God or if you don't believe in God, it's better that you do believe in God. But see, let's learn, and Papa Tawanika and I were standing right now. Right now, we're standing together. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together, as touching and agreeing, we are in agreement. In his name, anything that you're asking for, in his name, he said that he'll do. Look here, he's right there in the middle of it all. Amen. Amen. I like how Minister Learn said, you know, it's to agree, come together and agree. So this is that time when we come together and agree. Now, if you believe that, now you know there's something that's going on right now. If you believe that, will you come to Jesus? Will you press one today? Amen. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. And we are the righteousness of God. So that means that all that you are praying about in the name of Jesus, it shall be so. It shall happen. God is not a man that he shall lie. Amen. If God said that he give us that power and authority to do it, if he said we can come to the throne of grace, then let us come to the throne of grace boldly. Will you come? If you believe that, will you come? Will you press one? And there's someone that's looking for a church home. Apostle Taonika and I, Minister Lauren, we would love for y'all to be a part of us. We invite you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. And we'll be so honored and so grateful you allow us to be a part of you. Let us disciple you. Amen. Amen. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what city that you live in. But we thank God there's no time and no distance in spirit. So wherever you are right now, give us the opportunity to disciple you. Hallelujah. We're going to feed you that word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to feed you that word of God. We're going to love on you and love on you and love on you and love on you. Just like God showed us how to love. Hallelujah. That's how we're going to love on you. Through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in you. You believe in Jesus. So if you believe that God has called you to be a part of us, hallelujah, will you press one? We invite you in right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the word that went forth this morning. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over it right now. And we pray that it take root on the inside of us right now. Move us out of that place of doubt and disbelief. And moving us over into that place and believing what you have already done. Believing what you have already said. Believing in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did it already. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Hallelujah. Giving us the courage. Hallelujah. To come to you, Lord Jesus. Let God do it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for every single mind, every single heart, every single one that had a heart to receive this word today. We pray over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and all that you are facing right now. Hallelujah. And we say all is well with you and your house. We pray for your children. We pray for every single thing that is concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our refuge, that place where we can go. We know that we can come to you with anything. Hallelujah. Anything, we can come to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single provision that you have given unto us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over it right now. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering.
Hallelujah.
If you have cash app, your tithes and offering over to Pastor Chantel, that's S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Also, if you have Zelle, we'll give you that number to send it over to. And if you need other means to remit your tithes and offerings, give us a call at 832-725-8099.
Amen, amen. I've discovered that this is the most important part of coming into the presence of the Lord, is getting the opportunity to give. It's everywhere in the Word of God. When you get the opportunity to give, that means that what has been given unto you, you have the opportunity to show yourself, not show God, but to show yourself that you got something. So we thank God for this opportunity that we get to give. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering, and those of us that have sent the tithes and offering in already. Amen. We've already prayed over. We thank God for you and your obedience. Amen. To sow into the kingdom. Amen. For we are kingdom builders. Dear Jesus, make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply. We will send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the key financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is our frugality, you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kissed generous heart. Oh, Lord, as we give, oh God, we decree and declare that we are already blessed because you have blessed us. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that blessings shall run us down and take us over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, those who promised a heart to give on today, but could not, that you restore their stewardship. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did you want to say something else? Amen. At this time, we got to have our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited as I was sitting here. The Holy Spirit reminded me that we're approaching our church anniversary.
Amen.
It's been 2 years, and me and my husband have been in ministry together here at the Gospel Public Ministry. So it's been 2 years that we're celebrating here together in ministry here on this platform. Amen. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. And thank everyone for being a part of it. Amen. Past, present, and to come. Amen. We thank God. Thank Brother Joe Washington. Amen. And Minister Lauren Green and Sister Connie Northern, who has been with us from the beginning, even when I first started ministry, and we were out in the building almost 5 years ago. Sister Connie was there with me, amen, in our nation, and when I was affirmed to the office of an apostle, Sister Connie Northern has been there when I was doing my shows. As we were next, Sister Connie Northern was there, amen, when she saw me when I transitioned over. Sister Connie Northern was there, and so we just thank God for Sister Connie Northern, and God bless you. I love her so much, you know, and I still have, I'm going to get that box together for you. That I know her birthday is coming soon this year, but I want to give it to her before then. Just celebrating her, celebrating life and just thanking God for her. She is really, when it's like that person you look over your shoulder when there's something you're celebrating and Sister Connie is there. And she's been there, so I just thank God. I thank God for her. She's been there when you got ordained in the office, when you got ordained in the firm, I mean, in the office, I mean, installed in the office as a pastor. Sister Connie was there. Amen. We just love our family. We thank our mother, Sister Carol Dillon, my mother, and our mother, Kathy Hudson. We thank her as well. Amen. We just, our grandmother, Helen. Amen. Helen Manny. We thank God for you. Just everyone. God bless you. We love you so much. And we did say your name. Don't hold it against us. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen. All our family and then loved ones who have supported us in this ministry through it all, you know, the believers and the unbelievers. Amen. So we just going to keep on doing what God has called us to do. Amen. And God has taken us to new heights. And so we're out there. We're getting back out on the streets. So we thank God for the opportunity to get back out because we are the Gospel Public Ministry. We've been called to the streets to go, amen, to go out and to make disciples. So we thank God for the opportunity. At this time, we're going to release the announcements. I'm sorry, I have to do the blessing. The announcement today is for March 27, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Apostle Tawani Kamani, and Minister Vernon Green, Minister on the roster.
Yeah.
From Illinois. We have on Monday mornings at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Saturdays at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school here at 845-277-9213. And then Sunday, we have our 10 o'clock morning service, and then 2 p.m. is a recap of our 10 a.m. service. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's all we have going on this month, because this month, this is the last Sunday of the month, right? Yes, this is the last Sunday of the month. And happy birthday to everyone who celebrated a birthday in the month of March again. Happy, happy birthday. Amen. Keep on celebrating. Whether you celebrate it at the beginning or the end, celebrate the whole year because God has kept you. Amen. Has kept us. I'm still celebrating the goodness of the Lord in my life that God has kept me. Amen. And God has truly blessed me and my family. So God bless you and yours. And those of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of March, happy anniversary to you and yours, that God has called you two to be together, to be one. May God continue to bless your union with favor, with hallelujah, with love and increase of love and patience. Amen. Hallelujah. And peace and joy and happiness and favor, I pray upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's all we have for. We have a show coming up here in April 30th. If you're in Houston or will be in the Houston area, surrounding areas, or you're driving in, come on out and enjoy the show with us. It's called Enough, and it will showcase itself on April 30th at 7:45 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. So get your tickets. We have pre-sale tickets for $22 until the end of the month, and then the general admission is $35. So go ahead and get your tickets. Give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. So we're excited. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell my husband today I love him. Thank you for forgiving me for all that I did not do and all that I did do. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity, God, to be able to be a blessing to one another. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. My husband and I, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around you, about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for the people. Amen. A safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Man.
Amen. Amen. I just really want to say I got so much, you know, out of the word that went forth today. Let God do it. I don't know what nobody else got, but I know I got so much out of that. Let God do it. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge myself today. Every single thing that I face today and every day after today, I'm going to ask myself, am I letting God do it? Or I'm going to tell myself, let God do it. Amen. Brother Learn, Minister Learn Green, you really did bless my heart today. I'm quite sure you blessed so many hearts today. You know, with that word, we thank God that you allow the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. We love you so much. We love you, church. Hallelujah. We just can't tell you enough how much we love you. Thank you for inviting us into your home. We can never love you more than God loves you. Amen. We're just going to love you like God shows us how to love you. Amen. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. He is defeated, foe, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless everyone. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus, and we can't wait to be with you again. Amen.
All I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's our past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll